Hello, everybody, and welcome into this week's episode of Track Talk with me, Andrew Gallinger. Today, we'll be looking back at this past weekend and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series race from Daytona International Speedway to Wild Coke Zero Sugar 400, and also looking ahead to this weekend's Quaker State 400 from the Bluegrass State and Kentucky Speedway. One week ago, Eric Jones scored his first career Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series win in a race that was filled with many wrecks. There was a lot of controversy surrounding one driver in particular, that driver being Ricky Stenhouse Jr., who caused a couple wrecks that ended up being big ones, taking out a good chunk of the 40-car field last Saturday night. Stenhouse himself had won two restrictor plate races, including Daytona in July one season ago. And after that race last Saturday, a lot of drivers, most notably Kyle Busch, wasn't very happy with the Roush Fenway Racing driver. In other news looking towards last weekend, there was a lot of wondering towards the end with the field dwindled down of who could potentially sneak in and get an unexpected spot in the playoffs. You had Michael McDowell in a position until he got caught up in a late race incident. Jones, that we had mentioned earlier, as well as a handful of others. For a while, it looked like Jimmy Johnson might break through for his first win of 2018. Hard to believe halfway through the season and we still haven't mentioned Jimmy Johnson, the 7-time champion, as being a winner thus far this year. Also thinking about Alex Bowman, William Byron, to name a few. But at the end of the 400-miler that ended up going into overtime with such calamity, it was the JGR driver of Eric Jones taking the win and securing his spot in the playoffs later this fall. Looking ahead to this weekend, the series heads for its final mile and a half race in the regular season at Kentucky Speedway. What we've seen throughout the mile and a half this year up to this weekend is that Kevin Harvick specifically and Kyle Busch have been the two dominant drivers on those types of racetracks. Now, with the 1.5 mile speedways being only one left until the playoffs happen in mid-September, which coincidentally begin on, yes, a mile and a half racetrack, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the first time the Nevada racetrack has hosted a playoff event. But looking at what we have left in the regular season, while we can think we might see some of the same things we've seen thus far in 2018, this Saturday night at Kentucky, I want to start thinking about what's coming the next handful of races. You've got places like Michigan, the very fast 2 mile speedway in the Irish Hills, the road course at Watkins Glen, Pocono for a second time, Bristol, the always challenging Darlington, and finally now to, for the first time ever, be the race that ultimately decides who rounds out the playoff field, the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. After this weekend at Kentucky, none of the tracks remaining on the regular season schedule are going to be tracks that correlate to what these teams will see in the final 10-week playoff run to Homestead in the Final Four championship race in November. So that leads me to think, over the next handful of weeks, we could potentially see big changes to the playoff hunt. And once we get to Indianapolis in early September, potentially we may have the majority of the playoff spots filled. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves yet. Looking at where Kentucky is in terms of what could happen for drivers hoping to either expand their playoff point total or drivers just simply fighting to get into the playoffs. You have to look at, yes, the big three, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr., who happens to be the reigning champion at Kentucky Motor Speedway, winning the Quaker State 400 a season ago en route to the 2017 championship, Furniture Row and Martin Truex Jr. But I'd say you could also look at the Fords. Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, for example. I've talked a lot about on this podcast about the challenges the Chevys have dealt with throughout this season. This weekend could be one that they turn it around. Look back to a couple weeks ago at Chicagoland. It was Kyle Busch and Kyle Larson doing battle for the win there, until all of that action ensued on the final lap, giving Kyle Busch the win in that race in the Windy City. But looking at what's coming ultimately, you have to think there truly could be a variety of winners in the next handful of races as the schedule creeps ever closer to September and the opening of a championship fight out west in Las Vegas, ultimately finishing in South Florida in November at Homestead Miami Speedway. Reach out to me on Twitter. At Gallinger Andrew is my Twitter handle. And let me know what you think we could be expecting. Half of the season is down. Half of it is still to go. What'll happen this weekend at Kentucky? Feel free to also let me know in the comments on Twitter. And I'll be back next week with a recap of Kentucky and looking ahead to the Magic Mile in New England, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Thank you for listening, everybody, and have a great weekend and enjoy the racing action from the Bluegrass State.